From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Islamic State has pressed its offensive in northern Syria. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that Islamic State fighters entered the rebel-held town of Mareya, north of Aleppo, early Saturday by detonating at least two car bombs. The observatory said that clashes continued throughout the day. More than 160,000 civilians have been trapped by the fighting, which also forced the closure of one of the few remaining hospitals in the area. Islamic State has been fighting rebel factions under the banner of the Free Syrian Army since last year, but the clashes have intensified in the past few weeks. Meanwhile, the Iraqi military operation to push Islamic State group fighters out of Fallujah continued on Saturday. Video released by the Popular Mobilization Forces purportedly showed troops and militia massing on the outskirts of the central Iraqi city. The forces are a Shiite militia, also known as Al-Hashd al-Shabi, which is aligned with the Iraqi government. Hundreds of families fled the city after the latest military operation aimed at pushing out the Islamic State started about a week ago. Monitors say that Syrian army warplanes and helicopters pounded opposition-held border area towns in Aleppo Saturday as well. Analysts say the recent Islamic State territorial gains around Mareya and Azaz, Syria, have trapped more than 160,000 Syrian civilians. On Friday, a Kurdish commander in the region told an embedded VOA reporter that the SDF coalition had seized at least 10 area villages and was fighting extremists on three fronts north of Raqqa. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization has dismissed calls to cancel or postpone the Rio Summer Olympics because of the Zika virus outbreak. The WHO released a statement on Saturday saying that changing or canceling the Olympics would not significantly change the international spread of the Zika virus. The organization's executive director of the Outbreaks and Health Emergencies Department, Bruce Alward, said the game should go ahead as planned.
Right now, we know that over 1 billion people are moving internationally by air every single year. This outbreak has been going on for 2 years, and we have lots of evidence that this virus has already been moving.
An open letter signed by 150 health experts from more than two dozen countries said Friday that holding games in the current Zika situation would be irresponsible and unethical. The virus has been linked to birth defects, including microcephaly, in which babies are born with unusually small heads, and neurological and brain damage. More than 45 people have been sent to hospitals after lightning strikes hit a football match in Germany and a family birthday party in Paris. Police in Hopstetten, Germany, said that three people were seriously injured at the football match, but 30 children between the ages of 9 and 11 and two adults were rushed to hospitals as a precaution. One of those seriously injured was the match referee, who reportedly was struck by the lightning just after he whistled the match to finish. In Paris, meanwhile, 11 people, most of them children, were hurt by a similar lightning strike during a birthday party in a park. The partygoers had taken shelter under a tree when the lightning bolt hit, knocking several of them unconscious. Monday is Memorial Day here in the United States, a day set aside to honor the men and women who have died while serving in the U.S. military. In his weekly media address, President Barack Obama urged Americans on this Memorial weekend to thank the country's veterans.
It's the day we remember those who never made it home, those who never had the chance to take off the uniform and be honored as a veteran. It's the day we stop to reflect with gratitude on the sacrifice of generations who made us more prosperous and free, and to think of the loved ones they left behind.
Memorial Day is also seen as the traditional beginning of the summer season in the United States. And a Spanish ship carrying 705 migrants rescued in the Mediterranean arrived in the Italian port of Taranto on Saturday. The majority of the migrants were of Nigerian and Eritrean descent. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.